Okay, now there's only one other last requirement, and that is we'd like to get the L.A. Memorial Choir in on this one. Are you guys, I guess you're game, you've been game all night, okay? Now, it's a low part, but it builds up. Last statement is that this song starts out with an absolutely brilliant Chet Atkins guitar lick that it took me about 4 hours to steal, and I wish you'd appreciate it when it comes by. It was just after dark when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas, carrying 30,000 pounds, hitting Big John with it of bananas. He was a young driver, just out on his second job, and he was carrying the next day's pasty fruit for everyone in that cold Scott city, where children play without despair, in backyard slack piles, and folks manage to eat each day just about 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds. Scream it again, John.
Of bananas.
He passed the sign that he should have seen, saying shift the low gear, a $50 fine, my friend. He was thinking perhaps about a warm breathed woman who was waiting at the journey's end. He started down the 2 mile drop, the curving road that wound from the top of the hill. He was pushing on through the shortening miles that ran down to the depot. Just a few more miles to go, then he'd go home and have her ease that long cramped day away, and the smell of 30,000 pounds. Let's hear you. Yes, the smell of 30,000 pounds. Really loud now. The song builds up in intensity and excitement. He was picking up speed as the city spread its twinkling lights below him. But he paid no heed as the shivering thoughts of the night's delights went through him. As the brakes could slow him down, but the pedal floored easy without a sound. He said, Christ, it was funny how he had named the only man who could save him now. He was trapped inside and in hill slide, riding on his big hunchback with every one of those yellow green. I'm telling you, 30,000 pounds. Dream it now. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds. Even curve that led him to the speeder's way, and he missed the thankful passing bus at 90 miles an hour, and he said, God, make it a dream, as he rolled his last ride down. He said, God, make it a dream, as he rolled his last ride down. And his house went 15 feet for cars, flipped on 13 telephone poles, hit 2 houses, blew big trees, and blew across was then he lost his head, not to mention an arm or two before he stopped. Stopped. And he smeared for 400 yards along the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds. You guessed it.
Thank God you're here. Now, some of you may think that it would be easy to write a song like this, but it isn't. See, most great works of art have a theme that holds them together. This song doesn't. As a matter of fact, I had a great deal of trouble ending it. As a matter of fact, the first ending was like this. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. And if that wasn't enough, yes, we have no bananas.
Bananas in Scranton, PA.
Now, I was very proud of that ending. And with much anticipation, I sang it for the guys in the group and my brothers. And their reaction was best summed up by my brother Tom, who said, Harry, it sucks. Well, I was devastated. But I went back to my lonely writer's garret and decided that I would try again and come up with a new ending. Since it was a country and western song, maybe I could write a country ending. Something about motherhood this time, because the song already had a truck. Something with weeping steel guitars, wailing fiddles, and an incredible banjo part. And something with harmony sung by, you guessed it, the L.A. Memorial Choir. You'll see your part when it comes by. A woman walks into her room where her child lies sleeping, sleeping. And when she sees his eyes are closed, she sits there silently weeping. I see gay liberation has hit L.A. And though she lives in Scranton, Pennsylvania, 3,000 munchkins and a troll, she never, ever eats. Not one of 30,000 pounds.
Harmony now.
Sounds like the Mormon tubercular choir out there. Well, the sad truth is, no matter how loudly and how lovelily, if that's a word, you say, up bananas, it doesn't alter in the least the fact that when I sang that ending for my brothers and the guys in the group, their reaction was best summed up by my brother Steve, who said,
no, no, Harry, you gotta be kidding me.
What?
You really expect that to end the song? I mean, it's nice, Harry. I mean, the words are potentially harmless. The music is a lot, is pleasant. But I think Tom's definitely right. It sucks.
I was brokenhearted. And once more I went back to my writer's room and decided finally that honesty was the best policy. And I would end the song the way I found out about it in the first place. And that was coming on a Greyhound bus through Scranton, Pennsylvania, 1965. Like this.
Oh.
You see, the man that told me about it on the bus says it went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. You know, he shrugged his head, he shrugged his shoulders, and said, and this is exactly what he said. He said, boy, boy, it sure must have been something. Just imagine 30,000 pounds of banana. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds of mashed banana. A banana. A banana. 30,000 pounds of banana.